Good morning and welcome to the Health and Aging Show, where we talk about the joys and the challenges of growing older in this great state. And we talk to local experts about what they see happening as people age, as well as the services that are offered for you and your loved ones. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I am joined this morning with Jen Stevens. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
We are shy one person, my co-host, Tammy Madrid, but I think we can survive without her. It's going to, you know, not be a full house of party, but I'm sure, Jen, you can make up for it, I'm sure, right?
Right.
That's good. Well, I tell you what, we have an exciting show today. We're going to talk about senior housing solutions and what she offers with his services, and again, I know we've probably talked about the whole show even before the show, so hopefully we still have some thunder left here. Anyways, I'm excited about this because honestly, we get these questions all the time, and I think talking with you, and I know you're a nurse and you're a great advocate, and I think it's just a great deal. And so tell me about, actually, you know what, first I like to actually put our guests on a hot seat. Let's talk about you, Jen. So of course I've already spilled the beans that you're a nurse. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and are you from Albuquerque?
I am a native New Mexican. I was born in Las Cruces, but have lived in Albuquerque since elementary school. Grew up skiing, playing soccer. I've been a nurse for 20 years.
20 years, boy, we are old.
Yes.
That's good.
And primarily with seniors. I started out working on a cardiac floor, so that's typically an older population.
Great. And I'm assuming that start your, I mean, what, I always like to ask people, what started your passion for seniors? I mean, how come you didn't go into pediatrics, or how come you didn't, you know, do emergency, you know, what started out with elderly for you?
My favorite job ever has been working in cardiac rehab. So people would come in and I would see them get better. We would see them 3 times a week. So you really got to know them. World War II vets, amazing stories, and just watching them get better and get back to doing the things that they did before their cardiac event.
Absolutely. Well, you know, what's funny is that I can't agree more. I definitely, you know, I think it's a great position to be in, to not only help people that need help, and, you know, especially people that are more vulnerable to need help, you know, which would be one, pediatrics, or two, the elderly population. And, you know, and as far as being a nurse, you know, as we talked about before the show, you're in good company because I love nurses. I have nurses in the family, and, you know, we deal with nurses all the time, and I think it's great, especially nurses like yourself that seem to have a lot of passion, which, so anyway, so you're a native of Albuquerque. That's good. So I'm assuming red or green. I know that's kind of a typical question. Christmas, what do you like?
It depends. You got to have red on beef and green on chicken. So,
ooh, that's good.
You have to be very specific when you order where you want your chili placed.
That's the first time I've heard that, but that's good. I might have to follow suit on that. That's excellent. That's excellent. Oh, and then skiing. Have you been skiing at all this year yet?
I snowboard now as well.
Nice.
Went up to Santa Fe.
Beautiful.
A couple weekends back. Great. It was before this heat wave, so the snow was still pretty fresh.
The snow is great up there. And in soccer, I know you kind of mentioned it. I know you've played soccer for a very long time, and you still play.
I mean, still play.
Man, that is awesome. Well, I'd make sure I won't play soccer against you because I stink. I tell you, I always use my hands. Are you supposed to dribble the ball with your hands? I think you're supposed to use your feet, right? Anyways, let's talk about senior housing solutions. Tell me a little bit about senior housing solutions.
Senior housing solutions is a free service to help you find the most appropriate living situation for a loved one. I do a thorough assessment depending on, you know, your situation and your loved one's situation. I don't want to upset anybody. I would never make them feel like they were going to a nursing home. So I kind of gauge that with an initial interview with the client that's looking for the loved one, and discuss their medical needs, their functional needs, social needs, and what they can afford financially.
You know what's funny? Again, you'll probably hear me say this about 10 times during our show. I think this is a great service. Again, you're not representing a certain facility, and again, I don't like to call them facilities, but I guess we'll call them facilities. You're not representing a certain company. You're doing it yourself, and you're doing it for the good of the client and just to help them. Honestly, we talk about this a lot on the show. As far as what do we do now? That seems to be the question. You know, either somebody will be hospitalized for something, a stroke, and then now they need help. What do we do now? So I think a company like yours, I think, is very important. Some people that can reach out. And I know we're going to talk about this again, but is this free? I'm assuming this is a free service, correct?
It's a free service. I have contracts with most of the assisted living facilities here in Albuquerque. They are individual businesses, and they can't afford marketing. They don't have somebody that can go out and market for them. The referral sources, hospitals, case managers, they can't keep up with the new facilities that are arising, or maybe they became a secure unit and the case managers are not aware of that. So I stay updated on any changes. I visit all the homes.
That's great. So you do visit the place. So I'm assuming if you're, you know, given referrals to a certain facility or home, we'll call it, that you're definitely aware of the home. So you've been in these homes, you know the quality of the homes. I'm assuming you're not going to refer a bad place or, you know, a place that people are having trouble with. And I know we've talked about this before to show that you're definitely, I know you're on top of it. You're making sure these are great places for people to live. Again, kind of goes back to a great advocate and a free service, no less. And that's kind of what I want to keep saying, because if it's free for me, that's what I always say. But I mean, it's a great service. My question would be to our listeners is why not call you? In my opinion, I think it's a great service because it is free for one. And really, you're the main person they should be calling instead of doing all this touring themselves. Again, we've talked about this before the show. People that need assisted living will go look at all these homes, you know, 15 homes, and I don't know, it just takes a lot of time. And when you get a nurse involved like yourself that can do placements, I think that's important.
There are over 140 assisted living options here in the Albuquerque area. So where do you start?
Wow.
Do you start with the A's? Do you start with zip code?
Right.
So I've done a lot of the footwork for you, and I can whittle that down to 3 or 4 tours, get your input on if this is the right environment or if we should be looking at something bigger, smaller.
So tell me, what made you start Senior Housing Solutions? Let's back up a little here. I want to know the history of Senior Housing Solutions.
I was the consulting nurse for 2 homes that a friend of mine owned, and I would try to be there when the families would tour, and I could see the stress. Am I making the right decision? And I thought I could make that easier for people.
Right.
Sharing my experience, understanding the regulations that the homes are under, what licensure involves.
Right.
Staffing ratios and the importance of that.
Which mean you talked about before the show, that all that can vary extremely. I don't want to say extremely, maybe not extremely, but it does vary.
It does vary. Yeah. You can find a home that has 3 residents. So 1 to 3 staffing, you know, hospitals have higher staffing to patient ratio than that. Or, you know, a large facility with a couple hundred people with many, many caregivers.
Right. Which we talked about. It's definitely, there's an appropriate place for everybody. You know, so, and I agree, I guess what I'm trying to just make sure that we get across it, that really, you know, you're kind of doing this work for them. And I think that's important because, this can be a stressful time, and again, I've seen it in industry myself, is most people, when they're looking for a home, they're looking for a home because something happened, and they need to make a decision, and they need to make a decision quickly.
And it usually is quickly.
Right.
You're being told that your loved one's being discharged in 2 days. So I don't know how many homes you could see in 2 days on your own,
right.
But you know, I can make your time much more well spent than doing it on your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and that's the important part about it. So have you viewed 140 homes?
I have not.
Right.
I know many people in the industry, so I've taken the list and gotten input from...
Like what kind of people you get input from?
Doctors, hospice, home health care,
right.
A hospice aide that goes in and provides a bath for the patient and can give me feedback on how well they feel that person has been taken care of before they got there and in between. People from Alzheimer's Association.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and I think that's kind of like you said, oh, what about patients? Well, you know what? Tell you what, Jen, we're going to take a break and we're going to get right back and talk about more of how you not view these 140 homes. So don't go away. I tell you what, you're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott, and I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744. Or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Jen Stevens with Senior Housing Solutions and all the wonderful solutions that she offers. And again, I know it's funny, we go to break and we talk about all these great things during break, and then once the show starts, like, okay, now what do we talk about? But anyways, we talked about some good stuff, and I want to talk about kind of how this whole process starts as far as your services. And again, we'll refresh our listeners that we're talking about really kind of, I don't want to say you're like a realtor, but you kind of are. You know, people will call you free of service and you kind of help them find a placement for assisted living, or whether assisted living may not be the perfect fit for them. Am I correct on that?
Correct.
And again, you're a registered nurse. And I definitely want to make sure I emphasize that, because you're just not making this stuff up, or you know, you've been working in this field for 20 years, and you've done assessments for hospitals, you've done assessments for, you know, assisted living facilities. You know exactly what, you know, what's a good need for people and what they need. So kind of walk us through this process. You get a phone call, I'm assuming, or how does it work?
So we'll use you. So Jason calls me and he doesn't know what to do with his mom. She's in the hospital. Maybe she had a fall. And he knows that she cannot live alone anymore. So I do some initial questioning, you know, how soon are you needing a place? What's important to you? I do like to know a little bit about your mom before I meet her. That's something else I would talk to you about, you know. Do you think it would upset her if I meet with her and talk about what we're doing? And if somebody thinks that will upset their loved one, I can get information. Otherwise, I can speak to, let's say she's in a hospital, the nurse, the social worker. But I also, because I am a nurse, I can come in and present myself as a nurse, and that you've asked me to come speak with them about maybe some help that they'll need when they get home.
Right.
What they were doing for themselves before, what they think that they're capable of doing now. But I can also look at their medications. I can look at their skin. I can talk to, like I say, the nurse, what their abilities really are. A lot of these people have some form of dementia. So they may be saying they're capable of things that they did years ago,
right.
But that truly isn't their baseline. And now that they've had whatever event led to the hospital, their baseline has now changed.
Right. And I guess as myself, I would be asking for my mom, I guess, a question I could ask you, and hopefully as far as how much money we have to spend on a place, I'm assuming you get those kind of questions.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so that's one of the the criteria that helps me figure out which facilities would be appropriate. So, you know, what the person can afford. I can also give you some information on, you know, VA aid in attendance or any other financial assistance that might be out there. Assisted living is self-pay. Right. Health insurance does not cover assisted living, but there are some programs out there. And so financially, socially, you know, is this somebody that needs a lot of interaction and activities, or is this somebody that keeps to themselves and that's not really an important factor? What's their mobility?
Do you ever get any referrals for, or not referrals, that's probably not the right question, anybody interested in independent living?
Yes.
You do? And again, you know, it's funny, this is another question I get all the time, and maybe as a nurse in the field, you can explain this as to me as well, and I know, of course, the difference, but to our listeners, what is the difference between, and I know there's definitely a gray area between them all, but independent living, assisted living, and skilled care, maybe we'll go to skilled care. Those we'll stick with those three.
Okay.
And again, I know this, we're not going off subject of senior housing, but I think this is important. People should know that they could even call you for independent living. That's kind of what I'm getting at, really. And so I think if you tell us kind of the difference and how they can overlap and work together, I think that's very helpful.
So independent living is you live in a community that offers activities, meal, a dining room, but you can also cook meals on your own, and you don't need 24-hour assistance. Maybe you don't need any help, or you just need help with medication management, and so you can bring in a caregiver company for medication management, or you just need assistance with bathing a couple times a week. But other than that, you are independent. Or maybe you're just tired of maintaining a home and you no longer have a vehicle, and these facilities provide transportation.
Right.
And you don't have to maintain a home, a yard. You don't have to cook unless you want to.
Right, right. And okay, so that, which again, I'm aware of, and I think hopefully, you know, our listeners are aware of too. But so how does one person go from it? So I'm assuming that maybe you could even get a call from somebody in independent living, maybe looking to go into an assisted living, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so walk us through, what is assisted living?
Assisted
defined?
Living is 24-hour caregiver support. Somebody has to be awake at night, so there's always somebody available, you know, should you need help going to the restroom, right, or you need a medication in the middle of the night. All the assisted living homes that I show to people are licensed by the state.
Right. Do they all have to be licensed?
No. There are some that are unlicensed.
See, that's good. That's interesting.
Yes.
Right.
The criteria is if you have more than three residents, you are supposed to be licensed by the state. There are many unlicensed homes out there.
Interesting. Have you ever referred anybody to an unlicensed
home? I have not.
I have not. Which again.
I feel that's a liability. By being licensed by the state, that means that they are following the regulations, that they're not bringing in people with a higher level of care than they can provide. You know, somebody that's a harm to others, requires isolation, that kind of thing.
And what's funny is, and I can elaborate on that a little, it's also a background checks on caregivers. When you're a licensed facility, you have to do background checks on caregivers. If you're non-licensed, they can bring anybody in a door. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, I'm a big proponent for that as well, too. I think there's a reason you should be licensed to do these services. And
the caregivers are licensed. They have requirements for, you know, testing, continuing education, their medications certified.
Right. Absolutely. And I agree.
And then the home has to follow guidelines. You know, rooms have to be a certain size. They have to have a window. You can't go above the patient to caregiver ratio. when you're licensed.
So it kind of sets a standard, being licensed. So good to hear that you're just referring to license plate, which I knew. I just wanted our listeners to know. And absolutely. I mean, I'm sure you have plenty of horror stories that you've seen in 20 years of places that you just couldn't believe, and you would never send a loved one there, or, you know, or anybody you know. So I'm definitely glad that you're representing these great places. So again, back to our assisted living. So after assisted living, do you do any referrals to skilled care, rehabilitation areas, or no?
So within assisted living, you could receive skilled services in your home. So the assisted living is your home. So nurses and therapists could come in and provide care. If somebody was above the level of care that the facility provided, the person could be admitted to a skilled nursing facility.
Right.
But they have to meet medical criteria admission.
Right, right.
And that's when, you know, you need authorization from insurance companies. And
right, right. Well, good. Well, and I'm assuming that most of your referrals, you're going to assisted living, correct?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, I know we're going to run out of time before our next commercial break, so I want to make sure that we get some contact information out for Senior Housing Solutions. Tell me, what's the best way people can contact you?
So I have a website, and you can email me with questions.
Okay.
And it's www.shs-nm.com.
No, a hyphen. Let's talk about a hyphen. Is that a lateral? Is that a
not an underscore, like hyphenating your last name?
That's right. That's right. Okay. Good. Okay. Like a hyphen. Great. Great. And they can go to www.shs-nm.com. Correct.
Yes.
Great. Great. And what about a phone number?
505-847-6101.
Great, great. And I'm assuming, and again, I just want to make sure our listeners know that this is a free service. So even if they just called you and be like, you know what, this lady's crazy, you know, I don't want to go, but it's free. I mean, really, I can't push it enough, in my opinion. I think everyone should call, at least if they just want to see what you're about and see what you have to say. And you're a nurse, so even to have you come out and just, you know, talk to your loved one.
Even if you're not ready today to move your loved one, maybe in the future, or I can help you with some alternatives.
Great, great. Well, I'll tell you what, we got some music playing, so we're ready to take a break here. Don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, Mariposa Home Health has caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. Call Mariposa Home Health today at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's MARIPOSA, homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking with Jen Stevens with Senior Housing Solutions and the great services that you offer. And, you know, I'm a big advocate for your company here. I think you guys do a great thing. And again, I'm going to stress it again, it's a free service. I mean, what else is free nowadays? I mean, really, I mean, not much, let me
not
tell you.
Much.
Yeah, and especially, honestly, I think the value of what you provide is just phenomenal. I mean, I think it can easily be a paid service, in my opinion, because kind of like we've talked about, you know, you're getting calls and people need to make these decisions, and it's a hard decision to make. And somebody that knows the industry and knows assisted living facilities and homes and, you know, all the services, I think it's important. Trying to get that input from somebody that's in the industry is important. Somebody besides, you know, a doctor or someone that they're dealing with. I'm going to sell your whole thing here, but tell us, Jenna, let's talk about the process. I know we were talking about how, you know, how initially somebody will call you, maybe, you know, a person was hospitalized, one of their parents, and now they have a couple days to look for a place, a assisted living placement. How does that work? So they would call you, you're going to give them some options. Of course, like we talked about, you're going to ask, you know, as far as, well, how much they have to spend, what are they looking for? Are they looking for, what kind of needs do they have? Are they looking more security? Do they have dementia care? I mean, so again, is those kind of questions you're going to get initially?
All of those are important. Right. Location.
Location, absolutely.
You know, if you're going to be visiting on a daily basis, you know, do you want them close by, or there's a great house 5 miles further?
Right.
I like to show people a variety of options and point out why I recommend those homes, any personal experience I've had. Maybe they have great staffing ratio.
Right.
That other homes can't offer in that same price range.
And we're kind of talking about, and also size. Maybe somebody wants to be in a huge group setting, or maybe somebody wants to be in a smaller setting. Am I correct on that?
Correct. And, you know, depending on your needs, a big apartment style facility might not be appropriate, or, you know, vice versa. If you're still fairly independent and you need those interactions with multiple people of different cognitive abilities, that would be very important for somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can't agree more. So do you ever, I guess, walk me through this process. Let's say I'm like, okay, well, you know, for example, I'm looking for my mother. That sounds good, Jen. We can afford X amount of dollars. I'm looking for somewhere 10 miles from home. I want to visit my mom every day, and 10 miles is okay for me. This is the kind of services we think she needs, and hopefully you would agree that she does need these services. Do you ever get a time that, that's a good question, do you ever get a time that someone's like, oh, she only needs this, and then you kind of go meet with a person's parents or mother and realize, oh, you know what, she needs a lot more services than you think she needs?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure that happens
pretty
a lot.
Often.
Yeah.
I think there's, you know, there's some anxiety that their health has changed. There's probably some denial as well that the person has been declining for a while, and now this decision needs to be made.
Right, right. And again, I can't emphasize this enough. You're a nurse, so it's not like you're making this stuff up. You've been in this industry for a long time, so you kind of know what to look for and to know what kind of services to give people as far as what they need as far as support-wise. So again, okay, so let's say I picked a place. How does this work? Do you go with the client to go view a place, or how does this typically work?
So once I meet with you and your family member and assess the needs, I reach out to whichever facility is the best fit.
Right.
Check their availability and set up a tour. And I do like to go tour if schedules allow, especially the first or second home, because it's, if you've never been in an assisted living, you don't know what questions to ask.
Right. Give me an example, because these are great questions, and I've had a few places on our show before, and give people some example of questions they should be asking, or maybe you ask assisted living places.
I think it's important to know the staffing ratio. Is there flexibility?
Right. What do you mean by flexibility?
So there are some homes that, you know, they serve breakfast at 7:30 and that's it. So you've got to be up and ready to go at 7:30. that wouldn't fly well with me because I'm not a morning person.
I was going to say, I think life is flexibility. I don't understand that, you know, that schedule, unless you're in the military, of course, but yeah, I don't understand that.
So maybe you don't get the same omelet made to order that everybody else did, but you don't care. You just want Cheerios. So doesn't matter what time you get up and eat breakfast.
Choices. Absolutely.
Choices.
Absolutely.
If they can cater to a dietary need.
Right. Very good. Very good question. Honestly, I would never thought about that. Absolutely. Which definitely with people with medical conditions, or not even medical conditions, just maybe they need to be on a certain diet restriction. Absolutely. Yeah, what's another good question? Those are great. I'm taking notes here.
just some contractual information. Is there a deposit? Is it refundable? Most of the homes are month to month, so you're not locked in permanently.
Right.
And sometimes people need to hear that. You know, your mom going in who is fighting this. You know, it's, you know, let's try this out.
Right.
Let's give it a month. That's all we've paid for. And if it doesn't work out, you know, we'll look into some other options. And sometimes people think that they're going to be able to go home, and it's not a reality.
Right. Right. Well, and it's funny, you talk about pricing, and I think it's something, hopefully you support people in pricing, because I know sometimes pricing can be confusing. You know, is this one price a month, or if I have four breakfasts, does price increase $500 a month? I mean, I know that's a question we get kind of industry, all over the industry, is this just a set price, or is it everything a la carte, which hopefully I know we kind of talked about. You explain this to people, I'm assuming, right?
I have all those questions answered before we go in. I do verify that is still the case. Is this all inclusive, or are there level of care upcharges? Could change. You know, you walk in with just using a cane, and a year from now you're wheelchair bound. That could affect what you pay.
And again, I can't emphasize enough what a great service this you're providing. I mean, this is stuff that people don't figure out until they do the stuff themselves for 6 months, or maybe been living in a place. And, you know, unfortunately, a family made a decision. They only had 2 days to make. And so they just put their loved ones in somewhere that was just, I don't want to say convenient, but just quick for them. And then find out later on, well, that's not the price that I originally thought. Or I didn't know that, you know, they have to have breakfast at 7:30. If not, they don't eat breakfast. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. What a great service you're providing, and again, it's free. So, are you sure there's no catch? You don't have any catch anything, do you?
There's no catch.
No catch. Right.
I'd like to add. I really feel like I help people find the right place the first time. Move is difficult for anyone. It's right. One of the top stressors in life, and then you add somebody that has some dementia.
Right.
And every time you move them from, you know, hospital to some post-acute care situation to a new home, I have seen them decline.
Absolutely. I can agree. So real quick, before we end up taking a break here, I want to talk real quickly about the process. Tell me about a follow-up. Is this something you just place people in, hey, never see her again? Or is this something you follow up with people and see how their placement went and see how things are going for them?
Absolutely. I'm in close contact to make sure nothing has fallen through the cracks, that you're not getting moved in for some reason, that there, you know, weren't some surprises.
Right.
And I also like to follow up within a month.
Great.
To hear how things are going. And I like to give the homeowner feedback as well. You know, they like to hear that they're doing a good job, or, you know, they love it, but they feel like it's not flexible enough for their mom. Can you talk about a different showering time or a different meal time?
Great. What a great advocate. So I'm assuming this is when you give them the bill, right? The client?
Not the client.
It's not really free. It's not really free. No, that's great. What a great. Well, why don't you get your number out there real quick one more time here before we take a break.
505-847-6101.
Great. Well, I tell you what, Jen, don't hold tight there. I got plenty more questions for you. And everyone else, don't go away. You're listening to the Health and Aging Show on 1050 KTBO. Welcome back to the Health and Aging Show. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. I want to remind you that the Health and Aging Show is brought to you by Mariposa Home Health. If you have a loved one who's getting older and needs some assistance, call Mariposa Home Health today. They have caregivers who can help as little as 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day with transportation, bathing, meal preparation, and more. Rates are surprisingly affordable. You can call Mariposa at 505-234-1744 or visit their website at www.mariposahomehealth.com. That's Mariposa homehealth.com. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Jen Stevens with Senior Housing Solutions and the services that they provide. We've been talking about the process as far as those services are provided. Been talking about, you know, once it starts with the phone calls and they're looking for a placement and how you go about, you know, I guess referring them to places. And anyways, and I think the what we talked about right before the break was your follow-up. And again, I knew that. I just wanted to make sure we got it out there that I think the follow-up's great, and it sounds like your success rate is great. I think follow-up is great because, you know, we also get some input, like, you know, some feedback. Ah, this place's meals are horrible, you know. Again, so have you ever had any I guess, feedback from places like, oh, wow, I had no idea. Or you're getting those kind of, I don't want to say horror stories, because, again, I'm assuming you would, a person would move in there with your, you know, recommendation if it was horrible. But do you ever hear any kind of follow-up like, wow, I didn't have no idea? Or
the only thing I've really heard is just maybe a more flexible schedule.
Right. So maybe some positive things.
Maybe something administratively, you know, that they would, you know, they need help with their long-term care insurance and, you know, you haven't helped them. Could you please help them so they can afford this?
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, and again, you know, it's funny. I always ask everyone about the meals. I'm sure this is a question that you get a lot. Do people ask you like, oh, what's the meals like here? Or so I'm assuming places you're referring to like, oh, I can tell you the meals here are excellent. Is that something you're aware of?
Most of the homes, their menu has been designed by a nutritionist.
Right.
So it might not be their favorite foods, but they're pretty well-rounded. That's something we can talk about when we're touring. You know, if somebody's vegetarian or needs their diet pureed, are they able to accommodate that?
Right.
But I think people are going to complain about meals wherever they are.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest complaint in my house, I tell you. I got little ones, and so no one's happy. But you know, it's funny when we talk about meals that we've had some great guests on the show in the past, and you know, it just honestly, the meals, I just want to go to some of these places just to have some of these great meals. It seems like
some of them are, you know, amazing. You order from a menu and you have lots of options.
That's great. Are you seeing those kind of meals in smaller places, smaller homes, some good meals?
Usually they have set menus,
right?
And you can look at that when you tour, but they should always offer an alternative.
Absolutely. Choices.
One of the homes I worked at, there was a lady that didn't like seafood. So whenever we serve fish, she wouldn't even come out to the dining room. we would take her food to her in her room and make her a grilled cheese or whatever she wanted.
Again, that sounds like my house. That's funny. No, I mean, that's great. And you were kind of talking about, do you see a lot of smaller homes throughout Albuquerque as well as the bigger homes?
Yes, when I said over 140 assisted living facilities, most of those are smaller homes.
Smaller homes, that's right.
A residential home that has been converted to be handicap accessible, walk-in showers, wider doorways.
How are those homes? I know you've probably toured a lot of them. What's your personal feelings on those homes?
I like the small homes. I feel like you truly are watched 24 hours a day because you're not behind an apartment door. So if somebody has a higher level of care, that's usually a good option for them is a small home.
I agree. Honestly, I love smaller homes. I think they're great. I think the community embraces them great. And I think that's part, again, I'm talking personally here. I think that's a part of, you know, people still want to be a part of the community, you know.
And all the homes have support. You know, you can have home health brought in, hospice. You can have a doctor that makes home visits come in, activities, you know, musicians, pet therapy, art, painting.
Sounds all good to me. Yeah. I want to back up a little because you're saying something about, and it's about doctors. Doctors can come out to homes. Is this correct? I mean, people don't need to. I mean, are we still doing house calls?
There are still a few doctors that make house calls. It's up to you whether you want to take your loved one out for appointments. But maybe as it gets harder to get them in and out of the car, or more stressful going out to a doctor's visit. I can help. I can give you a list of physicians that are making
house calls. So this is something you can do as well. You can do a doctor referral. As far as doctor house calls, you can give a client that calls you. So in other words, I guess what I'm getting at, it doesn't have to be assisted living. Can someone call you and say, hey, you know, I'm looking not only for housing, but I'm also looking maybe at a doctor to come out and visit my mom.
I could. That's a little more difficult.
Right.
It's easy for a doctor to come see four people.
than
to go to four different homes.
So I guess I get what you're saying. So you're saying it more revolves around the place that they're living. So you would know places that offer doctors that come out to the house.
Correct.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And then I'm assuming therapy as well, too, correct?
You
know, you know resident places that have therapies that come to the home as far, instead of people having to leave the home and go to therapy services.
That would be through a home health company.
Great, great. Well, and again, I know we're going to be cutting short here pretty quickly. I want to make sure we get all this information out so people can contact you about your services. What's your phone number there, Jen?
505-847-6101.
And then what about a website?
I have a website, www.shs-nm.com.
A hyphen, that's right. And that's the sideways deal, right?
That's not the underscore. Like, as if you have a hyphenated last name.
Hey, I'm still having a hard time with hashtag. You know, I mean, I'm still saying pound sign.
Pound sign.
And I think our listeners will agree. Well, Jen, I'll tell you what, I think what you're doing is great. And I think Senior Housing Solutions is a great, great option. Hopefully, we'll have you on the show again. You can kind of tell us how things are going. And I just really... I think you guys are doing great stuff. Everything from getting people in assisted living facilities, and up, and the other services you're recommending, correct? I mean, yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, I hope to come back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, it has been a great show. Thank you again for coming. That is the end of our show, and I want to thank everyone for listening and our sponsor, Mariposa Home Health. I'm your host, Jason McDermott. Please listen in next Saturday as well as every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 1050 KTBL. Have a great day.